The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 7 deaths and 6 new hospitalizations related to COVID in the latest update published February 8. All 7 of the deaths reported today were Simcoe County residents, including a man between 45 and 64 years old who died on January 10. A man between 65 and 79 years old who died on January 7. A woman between 45 and 64 years old who died on January 13. A man between 65 and 79 years old who died on January 16. A man between 65 and 79 years old who died on February 5. His case was outbreak-related. A man over 79 years old who died on February 5. A man over 79 years old who died on February 7. There are at least 45 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, with 11 patients in ICUs. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for Indigenous people, hospitalized patients and people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings, the health unit is reporting 124 new cases. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 32,898 cases of COVID-19 with 30,703 of those cases recovered and 378 cases ending in death. The current hospital capacity reported by the health unit indicates about 75% of ICU beds, 87% of acute care beds, and 68% of ventilator beds are full. Capacity rates include all beds at hospitals in Simcoe County and Muskoka District. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 11 years old have included 177 fully vaccinated people, 18 partially vaccinated, and 190 unvaccinated people. Of those, 53 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 27 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 71 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 48 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. All of the deaths have been people over 11 years old. About 87% of the over 11-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 11% of the same population group is unvaccinated. There are 44 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 54 on February 1, including 26 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 6 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 12 at childcare centers. There are 2 active outbreaks in Collingwood long-term care, retirement homes. Balmoral Retirement Home 1 outbreak declared January 17 with 8 resident cases and 7 staff cases. Bayhaven Care Community 1 outbreak declared February 5 with fewer than 5 resident cases. Collingwood General and Marine Hospital is reporting, as of February 8, there are 5 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID. Grey Bruce on February 8, the Grey Bruce Health Unit reported 23 new COVID cases confirmed through limited testing, with 10 people from the region currently hospitalized. Since the start of the pandemic, 29 Grey Bruce residents have died in the region and another 10 residents have died while receiving treatment outside the Grey Bruce region. That's an including 3 new deaths reported by the health unit today. As of February 8, lab testing confirmed 5,773 cases in Grey Bruce since the start of the pandemic with 5,563 recoveries. There are 4 long-term care, retirement homes with active COVID outbreaks in the region, including Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care, Durham Kelso Pines Retirement Home in Owen Sound, Maple Court Retirement Home in Walkerton, Grey Gables Long-Term Care in Markdale in Grey and Bruce counties. About 50% of the eligible population has received 3 or more doses of a COVID vaccine, and another 28% of the eligible population has 2 doses of a vaccine. About 18% of those eligible for a vaccine remain unvaccinated in the region.